And you're listening to KWGS News on Public Radio Tulsa. It's 4:04. I'm Ben Abrams. A lawsuit brought by the three living 1921 Tulsa race massacre survivors was dismissed on Friday. Lessie Benningfield Randall, Hughes Van Ellis, and Viola Fletcher are still seeking compensation from the state and city for participating in the attack that destroyed Greenwood. Attorney for the centenarian survivors, Mackenzie Haynes, says Judge Caroline Wall's decision to dismiss doesn't feel unfamiliar.
Any time a Black person asks for justice in America, it's like the goalpost just moves back a little bit more. You didn't do this. Okay, well, we then did it. Okay, well, then you didn't do it exactly this way. Okay, well, we did it exactly that way. Now let's keep moving the post and moving the post and moving the post.
Haynes says the legal team for the survivors plans to appeal to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Judge Wall's opinion on the dismissal has not yet been made publicly available. It's about 88 degrees with just a few clouds outside our studios here at the University of Tulsa campus. Tonight, watch out for a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m., mostly clear with a low around 73 degrees. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 92, but heat index values as high as 102 degrees. Stay tuned for our extended forecast coming up right here on KWGS News on Public Radio 89.5.